The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
Shyampa. Oh boy.
Oh boy. Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and cue one of those robotic things?
Really. I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you, smooches.
Ugh, you never give up, do you, Roger? Back to you, Anthony.
Hey, everyone. It's Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Super Betty here. You know me, your lovable artificial personality unit, and this is episode 161 of the Joe and Anthony Show, bitch slapping the bionic penis. Woohoo, for Monday, January 7th, 2010. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Super Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Wow. Yeah, so wow. How was your day, Anthony?
It wasn't too bad. You know, the employees are starting to come back from vacation. You know, because everyone takes vacation over the holidays. So everyone's coming back, and people are forgetting their passwords, and yeah, so it was kind of a busy day today with really basic crap. But I survived. I did prevail. I put in my 8 hours and I got I got free lunch and free breakfast out of it. So
I saw that taco too much. Salad you showed me.
Yeah, it was like a nacho bar, so I made like a taco salad. It wasn't a nacho bar, it was like a taco bar / burrito bar, but I made a taco salad.
It did look good.
It was good. I don't know where they got it from, but yeah, it was good because they used chicken. Because I'm trying to avoid like pork. I haven't had pork tacos in a long time, and I miss them so much. But I avoid like pork and steak because they're not good for me. So I do chicken, and they had chicken, which was good. And I did the chicken with the nachos and some lettuce and the salsa, and like you know they had tomatoes and black beans and everything. The black beans though are gonna be bitchy tonight. I bet you they're gonna keep me.
Yeah,
they're gonna keep me busy tonight. So, how about you, Joe? How was your day today?
Well, you know, one of the highlights of my day today was recycling. With the whole Blue Apron project that I've been embarking on, those boxes become my recycling bins.
There you go.
And it's amazing how much I've been recycling. It's just kind of amazing how much plastic and paper and foil and plastic. It's insane how much we use.
A lot of plastic.
It really is. And I hope it does get recycled. We use a private service here where the studios are located. So, one thing that I noticed from all this recycling is that I drink way too much fizzy water.
Way too much fizzy water? Was it getting a little too much for you?
Yeah, the amount of bottles. Well, and just think about the price, too, of each fizzy water. I could be saving that money for better purposes.
Exactly. And think of the gas. Think of how much gas you had. You now. You were.
Ooh, yeah, my stomach hasn't been feeling well lately. I've been having cramps, and I've been feeling like I'm dying, like I'm having heart attacks, and I'm dying.
No, that's no bueno. No bueno on that. Right. That's no bueno.
Right?
No, not at all.
So, well, why don't you take it away with some show and station announcements?
Okay. So, we have a voicemail. Yes, we do. So I'm going to lower the background music here and open up the phone channel. And give me a moment here.
You have one
here we go.
New and one old message. Press 1 for first message.
Happy New Year, Joe and Anthony. This is Polly, Ezel's social media director. Ezel and the Clay People are on the road to Wikiwachi, Florida.
Yay!
Ezel missed his cell phone payment, and until his GoFundMe kicks in, he will be temporarily out of touch. Thank you, Shyampa Radio.
Press 3 for advanced on. Oh, man.
Happy New Year, Joe and
That was great. That was absolutely great.
Well, thank you. Was that Collie?
Yeah, I believe her name was Polly. Thank you, Polly.
Polly.
Yes, Ezel's social media director.
Thank you. And we'll hopefully hear from... Well, we did hear from Ezel a little bit in our chat room, which you too can participate in right now.
Yes.
By going to shyampa.info. That's C-H-I-A-M-P-A.info. And... Yeah, he was saying that he couldn't get audio on his device.
Oh, that's a shame.
I was like, well, do you have some headphones lying around? He's like, no, he's got to run away to some foreign land and do some foreign things. And
well, it happens. It happens. Yeah. And it's okay. You know, we got our regular listeners. We got our regular downloaders and everything.
Yes.
So,
yes.
We thank you for downloading our show.
Yes, we do. We thank you for visiting our friends at RadioForAll.net as well, because they actually host a lot of the content that we source. So we're kind of like a radio station for Radio For All.
Yeah, pretty much.
We could join forces.
Join forces, yes.
Or not.
We have a new show that we're carrying.
Yes.
It is called the Inept Super Villains Podcast. I have enjoyed it. I know one of the people that do one of the guys on the show, the thing. I know him from back in Chicago. They're in Chicago. And I figured
I enjoyed the show as well.
I did, yes. And they do it, I believe, according to what I believe. Because we're just going to talk in circles now.
Well, I was thinking
they
maybe
do it every
2 weeks.
They go every 2 weeks.
We can discuss more in depth of their show in our Plethora Monday section.
True. Yes, our Plethora. Yes, we should bump it. So anyway, so catch them Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Phone lines open 813-327-8566, 813-327-8566. And visit us at facebook.shyampa.info. And Shyampa.org is coming to a web browser near you soon. And
it's
going to be protected and encrypted for your safety.
Ooh.
Yes. So Joe is, I've got the back end going. I have to make some changes because apparently the newest version of WordPress is caca and does not like extensions. So we gotta go backwards a little bit. And once we get it reinstalled, Joe will get it set up. And he's going to try to mirror. We're going to start from fresh.
Well, so. I'm almost kind of hoping I can convince Anthony to just recopy the site again and see what happens.
I don't know if that will work, because the problem with the other site was that we can't use the data from the other site.
Well, how about we do this? Here's a ring around the rosy discussion. We do this. We install WordPress 4.99, the same version that we had, and then we just re-import the databases and all that stuff.
Okay, if you're willing to do it one by one on the database import, that's fine. Because you can't do a mass import because the SQL version mismatch. Remember? Yeah, that's still... I can probably upgrade. I can upgrade it to 5.6 without breaking it. So if you want, I will do that. It's on 5.1 now, which will not import data, but it will if I upgrade it to 5.6. I just can't upgrade it to 5.9 because then it breaks other things, and then the whole thing becomes a big mess, and it just gets soggy all over the place. Yeah. So let's talk about some weed. How's that sound?
Yeah, sure. That sounds great. And,
yeah.
And Anthony's Weed Corner.
My Weed Corner. Yes. So the first story comes from High Times. The Washington State Governor Jay Inslee announced a limited program to pardon misdemeanor cannabis convictions stemming from 1998 to 2012. The governor's office estimates that some 3,500 people will be eligible for the pardons, but they must be looked over individually by the staff first. To apply for new pardons, Washington residents can fill out a one-page form available on the governor's website. Pardons are available only for convictions that were processed by Washington state law. No crimes relating to local ordinances are applicable, or federal, of course. Last year, the city of Seattle took steps to expunge the records of about 542 people, an action that was spearheaded by city attorney Pete Holmes. So that's which is good. I mean, if we're gonna legalize it recreationally, we really shouldn't keep people in prison,
right?
If it's a week, if it's other shit, you know, if you killed someone or ran over, you know, that's a whole different story.
Right.
But if you're just in there for weed, that's kind of ridiculous. Exactly.
That's other consequences of your actions.
Exactly.
But
so,
wow, this next one is interesting.
This next one is exciting, especially for me because I live in Florida, and this is for Florida. This also comes from High Times, and it has been a rough ride for medical marijuana users in Florida. Tell me about it. Since 71% of the voters approved medical marijuana back in 2016, smokable cannabis is still not available. And only now does it look like edibles may soon become available to patients.
Wow.
Trulieve, which is actually a dispensary I like to use, I find them, they usually have a good selection and friendly staff. Trulieve announced on Wednesday that they partnered with Colorado's Binsky to make the two-year-old company's catalog available to Florida patients. The deal has yet to be approved by the Florida's Office of Medical Marijuana Use, a process that currently has no timeline or estimated date of decision. The Department of Health has lagged on regulating edibles in the state, though they are technically legal. However, I did read an interesting article this afternoon that our new attorney general is going to be pushing for this to actually make its way through, for the edibles to make it to market. So this will definitely prove to help, and it does seem like our new attorney general is going to be marijuana friendly. She did not mention anything about recreational, but she definitely is more in support of hitting it on the medical side. So anyway, that is your weed news for tonight and this week. And stay tuned. We'll get to Joe's Corner here in the lickety split.
Well, Anthony, I have to say that was some pretty good news in this week's Weed Corner.
I know, right? Sometimes,
especially
it's so
for
depressing.
Floaterites.
Oh, thank goodness, yes.
So now it's time for Joe's Corner.
Oh boy.
It's the new year. Some people set resolutions. I don't. Maybe I should.
Maybe you should.
One.
Maybe you should set a resolution. Resolve not
generally,
to poop on the carpet.
With mooses in the area.
With mooses.
Generally, I try to keep a balanced point throughout the year on what changes I should and shouldn't make.
Uh-huh.
Finances generally top out as the number one priority, and number two comes health. While I'm fortunate to be healthy, I think, my finances, though, say it might be time for a new bed. Woohoo! Because, you know what? My bed right now, man,
your bed
hurts.
Your bed, yeah.
My bed. my bad.
We need to make that investment soon too. It's getting a little more uncomfortable. It seems like every
morning.
Would
you ever use a service like Casper?
We've been considering it, and I've been looking at it, and it looks tempting, but I don't know if it's actually going to be a product that I'm going to enjoy. Probably one of the nicer things I've noticed about it is that most of them have like a 100-day return kind of guarantee thing, which I'm like, okay, that's good. So I would just hang on to my old mattress for like a month or two, and then if I find that I don't like it, just return it and maybe get something different. Seems like a pain in the ass, but I mean, most mattresses, you have like no return policy on it. When I bought my last mattress, it was like I had to try this son of a bitch in the store, because whatever I bought was coming home, and as soon as that thing got unwrapped, I couldn't do anything about it. I was stuck with it.
Oh yeah, it depreciates. It's just like a car.
Oh yeah, nobody wants an unwrapped used mattress.
Right. So, well, this has been a Joe's Corner opinion. Do you have an opinion that closely aligns with Joe's Corner, or is it more like, fuck that? We'd love to hear it. Stop by in the chat room at shyampa.info or sound off too on our Facebook page, facebook.shyampa.info. And you can always old school it in your vintage 1943 phone booth you have at home. A cell phone will do too. Call the studios at 813-327-8566. And now it's time for our fun little thing. And you know what's sad?
What?
Sad.
I faded.
I don't have my dictionary.
You don't have your dictionary.
Well, no, I don't have the dictionary file loaded. So, right. Well, we're just going to say, folks, it's time for Joe's Dictionary 1983 Dictionary Word of the Day. This dictionary, I've had this thing forever.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, it's
I got, you know, I still forever. Have, I still have, maybe I'll grab it during the break, in my bookcase, I still have a IBM Basic Programming Language book from 1984, I believe.
That's a collector's item too.
It's in a bit of rough shape, but yes, I believe it is a collect, and it's whole, and I've written every piece of code in that fucking book. But anyway, I'll see if I can grab it over the break. You give us your do we need to spin the wheel? Here, let's spin the wheel for you.
Ooh. There we go. Woo. Well, that's fine, because then now we can choose a new word, because I didn't like that word.
Like that word? There you go.
Woo! Today's word of the day is inshore. Close to or coming towards a shore. Inshore. Inshore you come today.
Wait, inshore or inshore? How does it spell?
It's spelled I-N-S-H-O-R-E.
I see. Inshore.
Inshore. Last week's word was scabby, by the way, if you're keeping score. This week's word is inshore. You know, I gotta do something with all of these words that I've chosen. Like turn it into a Mad Libs thing or something at the end of the year.
I think that's a great idea.
That would be a great idea. But let's see what else we got going on over here. I think Roger wants to say something, too.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, by all means.
Yeah, let me, ooh, I can't see a thing. Oh, no. Uh-oh. We have No Bueno Error version 382956, folks, and it's not pretty. That's okay. You know what? Every once in a while, you gotta have a show like this.
I guess so.
Let's see if this works.
If you didn't know it, and if you did, pip pip for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment, read out loud by me, Roger. Well, folks, today is Monday, January 7th, 2019, and it is National Bobblehead Day, National Tempura Day, and my personal favorite, National Thank God It's Monday. Thank God Antony's is going to push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote spun. I quote-unquote think, I think, no, I really do. Boy, all that quoting stimulated my temporal farts, which are worse than my regular farts. It's sad, but it's okay. Fart, fart, fart. The room spins with green smoke everywhere. Oh boy, take it away, guys, before I explode.
Uh-oh.
We gotta keep Roger out of the production booth sometimes. I think he gets a little crazy there. So
we'll go ahead and let's
spin the wheel.
Ooh, pull that wheel.
All right. Oh, there we go. I think you tugged it a little too hard this time. Well, here it goes.
Sounds like Marlon's 1973 Buick LeSabre.
Your 1973 Buick LeSabre sounded like that? That's kind of frightening. All right. Okay, so here's one for you, Joe. Tonight's random news story comes out.
Or no, why not me?
Comes from the metro out of the UK. Yeah, why not me? Well, up until now, it looked like women would be missing out on the exciting opportunity to make love to the cold, lifeless flesh and body of a machine. But don't despair, ladies. RealDoll, the maker of sex bots for men, is making one for women, too. He's a hunk with a bionic penis which never, never, ever, ever tires. Matt McMullen of RealDoll said that the company is currently tweaking the sexbot's nipples, voice, and personality, and says that users will be able to choose any penis size that suits them. Yeah, right? David Levy, author of Love and Sex with Robots, believes that women will find robots equally appealing as men. He said that women are interested in getting satisfaction from a vibrator, so imagine how the same woman would feel having a robot they could put their arms around them and have the robot squeeze them with their ginormous penis. Vibrating, bionic penis. Well, maybe not ginormous, because, you know, not all women like giant penises. So,
correct.
We'll just say with their bionic penis. There was no information if the male sex bot is available in a gay version. Yes, we have a question in Chicago. Go ahead.
So, but if a male approached the male sex bot and wanted sex with the male sex bot, would the sex bot respond, or would it say, no, 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 I can't do that?
I don't think the sex bot really cares what the gender of the offender is. Because I'm sure the bionic penile implant will probably satisfy any hole that you give it. Because it is, after all, a robot.
So it's basically a thrust mode switch.
It's a thrusting vibrator that can squeeze you. I don't know how I think about that. But, I mean, as for the other orifices, I do not know. So it may not have other implements available to you. Anyway, back to you, Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyampa Radio from Urbana Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And from archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt and Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Mead Lucero. Be sure to visit shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe.
You know,
Betty, out.
I think I have to stop you, Joe, because if I don't say this right now, I will forget it. And I will forget it horribly. But here's the thing. When I was on the plane on my way back from being stuck in North Carolina, it was late and it was raining and windy and it was just a nasty night. And we're all sitting down in the plane and the pilot comes on the loudspeaker. And, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Captain Big Boots with a United. No, we were on American. American Airlines, blah, 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 blah. We'll be leaving, blah, 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 shortly. We just had to reboot the computers on the plane.
Oh boy.
That, you know, that was my same reaction too. I was sitting, and we were in the emergency exit row too, I believe, maybe. No, that was not.
Oh boy.
But yes, exactly. That's exactly what I'm like, wait, you're rebooting. Wait, hold on. Wait, why did you have to reboot the computer on the airplane in the first place? Are we doing an update? Can we try the update before we get to 35,000 feet? I really don't want to be at 35,000 feet and all of a sudden your digital altimeter say, please wait, must update.
This may take a while.
Yeah, so I kind of pooped my pants a little bit. I made it home okay, but yeah, that was I had to tell you because I forgot to mention that last week. Please continue, Joe.
It's time for your Shyampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, where the computers reboot all the time. Oh, unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly poopy, but at a currently warmly 54. The dew point is at 49 and the humidity is 83%, giving us a wind chill of 49 degrees. Winds are howling out of the west at 18, gusting to 26. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, super gusty, a 20% chance of showers after 5 a.m. Tuesday, super gusty, a chance of rain showers, possibly mixing with snow after 2 p.m., then gradually ending. Tuesday night, super gusty, mostly cloudy with a low around 22. And Wednesday, gusty, partly sunny with a high near 24. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 17. And that's your Chicago weather. Hey, grab your favorite device and tune in for a recast of episode 117 of Headphone Meditations with John Dubose at 7 p.m. New York time. This Wednesday, January 9th, 2019. Be sure to visit shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm just going to plow through it.
Okay.
And now for the news.
Well, folks, poo-poo on you. Woo-hoo, you woo-hoo. Ha, ha, ha. A California woman fed up with package thieves captured footage of a man stealing a box of cat poop from her front porch. Stephanie said the security camera on the front porch of her Fresno home has repeatedly captured so-called porch pirates thieving from her front porch, including one man who made at least two visits while wearing a mask. Ooh. Stephanie said she posted footage of the thefts online and received some enticing advice. Why don't you put cat poop in there? And I'm just like, ha ha ha. But then I started thinking about it and I'm just like, that's a good idea, Stephanie told KMPH-TV. She said it didn't take long for someone to take the bait. I was kind of scared that they were going to open it and be like, ew, it's cat poop.
It's
threw
cat
it at
poop.
My doors. Anyways, I looked at the cameras and nope, he didn't. He just got it. He was super dope, excited about it. Woohoo, I got cat poop.
Cat poop.
He had his backpack and he stuck it on his backpack and I'm like, yeah, that's what I want you to do, buddy. So Stephanie said she is planning to put out a second box of poop using tea bags to mask the smell. Porch pirates aren't the only unusual thing Stephanie's security camera has recorded this year. In October, the camera captured footage of the moment a tire that came free of a passing car crashed into the wall outside of her home.
Oh my.
That's crazy. And how much time do I have?
About a minute and a half.
Okay, well, this next one is just, go ahead and roll it. So yeah, this can only go only so well for some folks.
Uh-oh.
A police department in Louisiana said a Facebook post offering to test residents meth for Zika virus is a stunt to raise awareness of drug abuse. The Harana Ranahan said in a Facebook post that methamphetamine purchased in Louisiana may be contaminated with the Zika virus. Please bring all of it to your local police department.
Wow.
And they will test it for free. The post said, if you're not comfortable coming to us, an officer will be glad to come to you
sure
and test your meth in the privacy of your Oh no. The department said the post was meant to raise awareness of drug abuse and was inspired by similar posts used by other police departments in the past, including one in Texas post that resulted in an arrest in 2016. The Granite Shoals Police Department said a similar post about meth tainted with Ebola resulted in one arrest when a woman asked police to test her drugs for the disease. I think that was that old granny lady. I think I did that story.
I think we did the story on that. We should look. Yeah. We should go back to 2016 archives.
And you know what? In the brevity of time, that's a wrap on Joe's news sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
To be part of this exciting, weird, unusual, and crazy experience, give us a call at 813-327-8566. On this week's very special This Way Out, through the news wrap, coverage beginning in 2009 with comments by Indian activist plus humor from out gay Indian American comic Nick Dottani. Take a look back at one of the most important LGBT stories of 2018, the fall of India's representative repressive law against sexual adult same-gender sex, Penal Code Section 377. And I guarantee you they will pronounce the names far better than me during the program. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT news radio magazine. Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyenne Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. This new year is right around the corner, and it has happened last week. we'll be in shore again in about 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Mama keeps yellow dandelion. Mama keeps white, bright like the sunshine. Mama keeps blue, twinkling like a rhino. Mama's got the magic of Clorox 2.
Clorox 2 off-fabric bleach does more than brighten whites. It removes stains and amplifies bright colors, brings colors back to life.
Mama keeps me looking like I'm brand new. Mama's got the magic. Mama's got the magic of Clorox 2.
What you're about to see is the world's most revolutionary telephone switching invention. We call it Super Switcher. It has almost no moving parts, yet handles 4 times more calls than its predecessor. It required an investment of $400 million, but should ultimately save $1 billion a year. And soon, every major American area will have one. Looks dull, eh?
Well, imagine that each of these cars is a long-distance call. This new invention can handle over 500,000 an hour. That's 5 days traffic on a busy Los Angeles freeway. Super Switcher.
It should go a long distance to prevent traffic jams on your long-distance calls.
The Bell System. People using technology to help keep down costs and improve service. Keeping your phone system the best in the world.
You are listening to Cheyampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
Weekend with Joe.
Are you catching Weekend with Joe? You should be. Tune in every Saturday and Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, only on Cheyampa Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know that sponges can hold more cold water than they can hot? Did you know that fire usually moves faster uphill than downhill? And did you know that camel's milk does not curdle? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Hey, thanks for keeping it tuned, man, to Shy Amper Radio. We've got so much here at the station. Check out our website by visiting www.chiampa.info. That's shyampa.info. Coming soon on weekends, we're going to be offering up a Sunday tea dance. It's going to be hosting some really awesome DJs from around the world in a nice little weekend segment, which means Joe Weekends will probably get a nice little boost up into Joe Weekend Evenings, because Joe Wisdom, well, sometimes he doesn't get enough time to play with the dials. So keep it tuned to Shy Amper Radio. We've got some fun stuff coming up for you.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com. Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznack from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Go ahead and cue Roger.
Welcome back, Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, tune into these fine shows we source from our friends at Radio4All.net on Shy Amper Radio, Traffic with Topper's radio show with Gil, and Upfront Soul All Night Long with Sanguine Fromage. And oh man, be sure you tune into Headphone Meditations with John DuBose every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. New York time. Be sure to visit shyamper.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Don't forget, we have a chat room, just click. Chat, that's chat, you know, chat, on our webpage and sign in with your favorite provider, you can even be a guest. Now, why don't you go grab your bongs biatches so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, dude.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
You know, the weather in Florida has been awfully crazy lately.
I've noticed.
It's been really crazy and hot. But anyway, before we get to my Florida news, which is going to be quite interesting this week, it's time for your Tampa weather for Tampa Bay from the Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently hidden behind another window. It is fair and 67 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 73%. The dew point is 58 degrees Fahrenheit. The visibility is 10 miles. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 60. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 74. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 59. There's that dip in temperature. And Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 46. I heard myself. Was that you? Were you tuning in on the show? I was like, what the hell? I hear myself. All right. That's it for your Shyampa weather. It's time for some crazy Florida news. Let me open the news script here. There we go. All right. Our first Florida news story of the night comes from WTXL ABC News Channel 27 out of Midway, Florida, and tells us about a man with a lighter, a fear of vampires, and a little bit of motivation. Officers were called to a home in reference to a fire last Sunday around 8 p.m. Dispatch informed officers that Melvin, a 64-year-old Florida man, had a large knife and was knocking on doors saying his house was on fire and that someone was inside. As officers were arriving to the scene, Melvin approached the patrol car with a large knife, but officers were able to take away the knife from Melvin and place him into handcuffs. Officers then made contact with the victim, who told officers that she had been with Melvin for 20 years and they had been married for the past 8. The victim said earlier that day that Melvin had been rambling and began to get worse, so she called 911 to Baker Act. Then, later the same day, Melvin ran out into the street screaming that vampires are going to defend themselves. When she went to check on him, he grabbed a wooden cane and swung it at her, hitting her in the forearm. The victim told officers that Melvin started to break windows in the house and then placed the insulation from the ceiling on the stove and turned the stove on. The victim said that the kitchen immediately caught on fire and Melvin grabbed a large knife and ran out the front door and down the street. The home was completely destroyed in the fire. Melvin is being charged with felony aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and felony arson of an occupied structure. He was taken to Volusia County Branch Jail and was made to clean a strange pile of moose poop. Yes, the moose poop. The South Florida Sun Sentinel brings us our next Florida news story of the night about a Florida man who, well, is a little peculiar. According to a police report, James, 48, was driving his Ferrari northbound on North Ocean Boulevard in Palm Beach when he drove off the roadway, went through an open gate, and parked his car on the dock at the Palm Beach Inlet. Okay. James then tried to reverse his car before deliberately driving it off the end of the dock. The car crashed into the water and sank about 30 feet to the bottom of the inlet.
Wow.
Yeah. The Palm Beach Police Department dive team was able to retrieve the car from the bottom of the lake. The report did not... the car go down the hole. The report did not provide a reason for his actions and states that James' actions were deliberate. James was checked for injuries at the scene and did not require further medical attention. Police say that alcohol and or drugs were not a factor.
Maybe it's for his YouTube channel.
He didn't promote the YouTube channel. He did a bad job. If it was for a YouTube channel, he did a bad job because he did not promote it very well at all.
Well, he's got to edit and everything.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, but still, if you're going to announce your YouTube, you got to say, hey, dudes, come and check my YouTube channel where I drive my Ferrari off my dock, bitches. Put it in this police report so it's up on the news. But he didn't. He's just like, I did it because I felt like it.
Crazy people.
Sexy. Super sexy.
This one is super sexy.
This one is definitely a little strange. Our final story of the night. Hold on.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I was a little... My throat got a little scratchy. Our final story comes from the Indian River County Sebastian Daily and is both a Florida lifestyle and a Florida nakedness story.
Ooh.
Last Thursday around midnight, a deputy was conducting a traffic stop in Vero Beach when he heard a woman screaming in duress from inside her residence. According to the Indian River County Sheriff's Office... According to reports, the deputy ran into the home and saw the garage, ran to the home and saw that the garage door was opening with a woman inside a Mercedes-Benz screaming.
Was the Mercedes-Benz screaming? Was the woman?
The woman was inside the Mercedes-Benz. The woman was screaming from inside the Mercedes-Benz. The vehicle was in reverse trying to leave. Wow, this is... Dick White really needs to... Yeah. The woman and the vehicle, it was all in reverse. They were trying to leave, but the deputy said, "Park this car, you bitch." Cecilia, 52, was sitting naked in the driver's seat. She turned off the vehicle and threw the keys against a wall. The deputy smelled a strong odor of an alcoholic beverage coming from her and observed an alcohol bottle near the driver's side door of the vehicle. When asked to conduct a field sobriety exercise, Cecilia declined. She attempted to return back into her home, but was prevented from doing so and was advised to remain calm and listen to the orders that were being given to her. Yeah, otherwise... Yeah, not good. Yeah. Not good. Yeah, you don't want to... Yeah. She began to curse at the deputies while refusing to comply with orders and attempted to pull away from the deputies. Oh, no. After completing a few standard sobriety exercises at the Indian River County Jail, deputies determined that she was impaired and charged her with DUI. According to jail records, Cecilia was also arrested in 2015 for DUI. She was probably participated in Florida's Catch and Release DUI program. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shy Empa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shy Empa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
That's
be
us.
Be a part of this unique Q Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at shyempa.info for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat, that's chat, 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 chat. But now,
you know what?
Get grabbing these bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this.
I don't think we're getting VOA newsfeed now.
Woohoo, here it comes, Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Plethora Monday.
Yay.
Anthony says...
Wow. Other than this delicious Chex Mix, we have a few things to talk about tonight. Ain't that so, Joe?
Why, yes, Anthony. And first, I want to tell you about my experience with the new show we got on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
What show is that, Joe?
Why, it's the hashtag new show.
The Inept Supervillains!
Which is a show about drunk black geeks discussing society, politics, comics, TV, and movies, usually to disastrous results.
I wouldn't say
But you know what? I wouldn't say disastrous results either. It was actually a very well-balanced show.
I thought
it
so
was
too.
Funny.
I thought so too.
At times. It kept me on my, you know, funny bone. It didn't have any breaks. It kind of went all the way through, which... Luckily, it captivated my interest, and I was fine with that. But I think for shows like us, we need breaks, because I think we're
if
a lot
we didn't
to
take
handle.
A break, we'd be crazy. We'd be too crazy by the end of the show.
Yeah.
Plethora would be done from the ceiling.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, folks, if you've got any ideas for shows or you know of a show we should carry, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Yes. Stop into our chat room or stop into our Facebook at facebook.shyempa.info.
Yes.
Shyempa.org is coming soon. We got a few kinks to work out with the software and the operating platform. You know, it's funny when they introduced this new platform for WordPress, which is what we use.
Yeah.
I think they just purposely intend to break things because they want things to go their way. They want WordPress to... maybe come back to a blogging point of view. We don't do blogs. We don't, on our website, we're trying to just do a really nice kind of splashy graphical without being flashy graphical. Because flash is becoming passé.
I guess that begs the question, should we even be using WordPress then?
Well, yeah. Because flash is becoming passé.
Okay. There we go.
But yeah, you know, the newest version. Now, see, that's, you know, you've got a point there too, though, is will we get any more security updates for the core WordPress system? And I would have to say no.
Computer says no.
Yeah. So that's unfortunate. Wow. So the computer says no. Wow. Leotards and supertards, I tell you.
Oh my.
So, you know, I've actually been kind of playing around a little bit more with the scripting for getting more content into my Weekend with Joe segment on Saturdays.
Okay,
and
good.
I think I understand the whole update process of moving a file from one location to another. I get that script, and I get
Oh, it's triggered.
Okay, good.
What I don't get, though, is what you do within RSS OWL in order to get that content into that folder so that then
you load the RSS feed in the folder. You let all the thingies, the articles come up. Then you right-click on one of them, and you select Automate Download, and then a window pops up. And you specify where you want to download it, where you want to save it, and then click on OK.
Now, here's the thing, though. That downloads every single show or episode inside that RSS feed, correct?
Correct. So before you do that, you can delete the older stuff if you wish to.
So, but you do all of that manually still?
No, once you do that, it puts it into the, well, for me, it puts it into a feed folder, which then the script takes it out of the feed folder and sticks it over to where it's supposed to be.
But you still have to delete manually the stuff that is...
No, add an action to the news filter. When you're building the news filter with the automated download, you can add an action to actually delete after it downloads.
That's all I needed to remember. Add action.
There you go. That was riveting. Nice.
That was riveting, folks. you know, that was just one little step of the whole puzzle that will allow us to have, you know, better balanced content. I don't know if you've noticed, folks, we've been trying to post a little bit more to, like, Facebook and all that to just let people know, hey, we're alive.
Hi. We're here. Hi.
Because, see, me and Anthony, we're not only hosts of this fine show that you're listening to right now, but we also run... Cheyampa Radio. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Some, you know, like the... Like here in Chicago, the Buckingham Fountain, I think they flipped the switch somewhere in Atlanta.
Really? They flipped the switch somewhere in Atlanta? That's pretty sad.
Yeah. But no. Chicago...
The poor laid-off switch flipper.
Right. It has to be a switch in Atlanta, because that's just the way of the world.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, here in Chicago, we've been dealing with just crazy amounts of crime, and it just will not stop. But one thing that won't stop either is our transit system. And I gotta say, even though numbers have been declining because of services like Uber and all that, you know, I gotta say, you know, you can get around really well, and people need to take advantage of that, because I'm telling you, one day those drivers are not going to want to drive your fucking ass to a place anymore because of the way you are. They don't want to deal with you.
New York system works really well. It's massive. It's absolutely massive, but it works well. You get just about anywhere in the city.
Now, I heard they have lots of problems, like they're over capacity.
I think they're doing improvements. They must have gotten money because some of the lines were being rerouted because they were working on improvements. I won't say it's the best because, I mean, it does need a lot of updating and the stations are run down and it needs some money invested into it. But it reaches, you can get anywhere in the area using the public transit.
That's key.
That really is key. So.
So you got anything interesting or exciting coming up in the next week or so that you might care to share with all of us listeners?
I have Martin Luther King Day off.
Oh. Actually, I do too. We might have to do a broadcast.
May have to do a morning broadcast, a weekday rush hour with Joe and Anthony. Take over the studio from Betty.
It might actually be a cooking with breakfast, or a breakfast cooking with Joe with Joe.
That could be interesting. We'll see how that goes.
Blue Apron. I got to tell you, I love it, folks.
Good, good. I'm glad you enjoy it.
Tonight was a panko crusted chicken with roasted veggies and kale.
I think I've made that before. It's very good, yes.
Oh, yes. Those potatoes were just phenomenal. You know, it's a good thing I'm doing this. It kind of teaches me to think about how to plan a meal now. It's like, okay, I just get a small amount of this and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I don't need to get, like, bushels.
Bushels and bushels of things. Well, and then right. It kind of gives you an idea of what goes together and how certain things assemble. And
oh, yeah. You know, I didn't kinda realize mayonnaise and capers together. Ooh.
I know, right? Capers. Well, capers and just about anything is delicious.
Ooh, capers and peanut butter.
Okay, I said almost everything. Capers and chocolate would probably work better than capers and peanut butter. I think capers and peanut butter might just be too salty.
Mm-hmm.
I think capers and chocolate, that salty sweet, probably, might do it.
Probably a martini.
There you go.
So, yeah, it's 2019. The world is in a topsy-turvy turmoil, but...
damn place.
Yeah. And the Bears lost. Ha ha.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's just NFL rules, TV commentary, replays, people calling timeouts right when you're doing a kick. You know, it's just, it adds to the frustration of a typical millionaire footballer's life.
Yeah, I have my issue with professional sports. I mean, I can go into it very in depth, but we don't have time. But
I totally understand your point about professional sports. I get you.
So, yeah. Guess what?
Oh.
Yeah.
That was ugly.
The
LED
lights have come on.
Sometimes
they do go faster than expected.
I feel like we just started.
Well, we did. About, you know, 55 minutes ago. Hey, folks, it looks like the LED lights are coming on, and there seems to be a crowd forming in the break room. So, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special snowflake way.
Did we kick those hipsters out? Because, man, they stunk.
I told Betty to get rid of them, but that doesn't mean she got rid of them.
Well, she's still collecting money from them. I guess that's okay.
Yeah, but we never get the money.
Glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Champ Radio. Remember, all times are New York times. Be sure to check out Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Remember, all times are New York times.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable, lazy, automated personnel unit, Betty. She robs everyone of their wallet and plays the first 15 minutes of random podcasts from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoon starting at 3:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Remember, watch your step. I was listening to the never mind. Remember, watch your step, because this season there's moose poop somewhere. And that means we're in programming, Technique, audio, heaven. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Shyamper Radio and leave it on in the background. That's Shyamper Radio. Visit chiampa.info. You can see our most current broadcast schedule, our social medias, and much, much more. More.
More.
We want more.
More. More.
Continue banter or plugs if time allows.
Well, we got a few minutes.
You know, I do like everything that we use, Radio for All, by default WordPress, because they are, you know, they're a content management system.
They work for now.
Yep.
For now.
The United States for giving us the Star Spangled banners.
I don't think the United States gave us the Star Spangled. I think that was Betty White or Betsy Ross.
Betty White.
Or Chick-fil-A. Someone did. It wasn't the United States.
Golden Girls.
Oh, I have the Golden Girls on DVD. I love the Golden Girls. I was watching the Golden Girls. I was watching the Golden Girls while I was cooking yesterday. It was wonderful.
Uh-huh.
So I usually try to watch porn when I'm cooking, but I can't do that because we have a house guest right now. So that would be very inappropriate.
Well, you could have a personal device with headphones.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week. Check out our blog at cyamba.info. Remember, folks, you don't forget to have Deputy Donut test your meth while you're driving naked in a box of cat poop while playing a game with your bionic penis on a sunken Commodore 64. Have a good night, good week, and stay tuned for what might be a brand new episode, who knows, of This Way Out with an M for Memory.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into. That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an
streaming technology.
Get with it.
For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.